It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 705.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Wednesday, hump day. How are we?
I haven't even been thinking about Georgie Boy's hump day replay at 4 p.m. How's it going?
Oh, it is. Rude. It's going good. Yeah, pumped. Favourite day of the week.
George, your eyes look a bit tired.
They are a bit.
Never seen you like this.
I am a bit tired, but I'm just running
off. Do you want me to drop off one of these?
What are they?
There you go.
That would be good.
Gemma's
would be
face
good.
Mask.
You need to do a bit of face action. You put it sort of in front, remember? That's how they do it.
There you go.
Great.
I'd love that.
Love that. Well, okay. So we've just started, but probably in about 20 minutes, I'm going to leave what you're saying here. I'm going to leave this and I'm going to get into my car because I'm going to pick up Sevs. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be doing the show from my car while driving to then get Sevs, to then go to DHL, to drop off the merch that we're about to mail out today.
Yes.
Amazing.
And so if you don't follow us on Instagram, I got a call from Scooter. I was actually on the toilet. And I said, really? Hey, mate, how are you going? Yeah. He said, are you stoned? I said, no, I'm just taking a shit, but I know that I need to answer this call because it could be important. And
a lot of pushback for people on the toilet using their phones.
Well, the thing is, to be honest, like this whole ISO is really pissing me off. I used to be I was the guy that would only morning, like one shit a day. That's the rule. That's how I want it. And it's sort of all planned. It's like I like to shit. And then even if it's clean, even it's easy, I still want to have a shower. I still like to feel fresh. And so then he's like, well, I'm holding the, don't answer the phone on the toilet. Yeah, okay. That's what they're saying in the chat. Because Derek basically said that he was holding the door open for while you sleep, the awesome printing play. So he was sort of making sure that they stayed open. Yeah. And so I said, I'll be 10 minutes. I had to then have a shower. So I felt fresh, get dressed, and then drive the I-30 around to collect the packages.
I'm pumped. I'm absolutely pumped. It's all systems go here, organizing the 24-hour live stream. I've been reaching out to a bunch of people to have on the show. Mm-hmm. A few no's.
Really?
Call out.
Well, here we go.
Scott Tweedy's not in town. He's going out. He's out of town when I wanted to have him on, which is fair. So he's filming. He's got a job. The other one, which you know me, I don't like to sort of delve too much into a story behind something, trying to create some narrative behind it. But I think I've inherited some of your narrative building. It's almost negative narrative building around one particular individual named Ash Williams.
Really?
So
we need to start a hashtag.
Well,
fuck Ash Williams. What's he saying?
Ash is peaceful with me. And
you think he's got a problem?
Ash.
You think that the reason he won't come on the show is because of me?
Look, I mean, he hasn't said that.
What has he said?
I texted him last night and I said, legend, we're doing a 24-hour live stream for the podcast Friday 7 a.m. through to Saturday 7 a.m. We'd love for you to join us on the show virtually for a chat. Would you be available and up for it? He says to me, nice one, mate. Friday is no good though, bro. All the best.
Well, that's good. Saturday morning then.
Well, I mean, this is what I thought. There's 24 hours of content that we're putting out. He could have chosen one of those across the whole
I'll send a message to Ash. Ash, you're not doing anything, mate. You're not busy. Stop pretending you're busy. The busy people aren't busy. You're not busy, okay? What are you doing, stand-up?
I said to him, they just opened the beaches in Bondi, so I understand. So, winky face. But then I remembered that on Phone Hacks, a podcast, we've had the host of the Phone Hacks on the show, but Ash was on that, has been a bunch of times. George pointed out to us that he thinks that Ash was talking about us at one moment. George, what did Ash say about us?
Yeah, so he was on the show. It would have been just after he was on this show for his fourth time, and he was at the start of the Phone Hacks episode, and they were saying, oh, you know, what other podcasts have you been doing or whatever? And he said, I haven't done any podcasts as much as this one, except for one, which I was on four times recently. And he said, and I can never go back on that show again because that is terrible for my career.
Really?
Do you I reckon...
Wow. Yeah.
I reckon I've got a theory on what it is. I reckon I know what it is. I asked him, would he come on the show with Tully? And for whatever reason, he got highly offended. But like he thought, I think he thought that we were sort of diminishing both of them by sort of putting them both up and setting them up for some sort of... So I think that he's trying to do the high status move now of being okay. Like, no, I'm not coming on the show.
Look, I'm not one to start anything, but I feel like something has started and I don't have control of it. You know, what did... who was it that said, what people think about you is not your business?
Yeah, Crystal said that, yeah. What is your business when they've got a podcast?
Look, you know, I love Ash. Yeah. I love Ash. I've seen...
makes people do weird shit, you know?
You do get very Oprah with him every time he comes into the studio, Josh.
Well, so you think that he... Do you think it's the on the show or off the show conversations that is causing this pushback?
I mean, I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had feedback from somebody who listens to our show regularly and someone who loves Ash's show. Mm. And they said to us, I think Ash is better when he's on your show than when he's on his own show.
Yeah. And maybe that's what hurts with... Maybe Ash feels like if he can only be good amongst us, it puts him in a hard position. I understand it. It's pretty, confronting thing.
His
background is a whiteboard. He's got a background as a whiteboard. His studio is echoey. Yeah. And he unnecessarily touches his mixer like the mic level is changing every 30 seconds. Ash, we know you got the new Rodecaster. It's great. Set the level and you're fucking good, mate. You don't need to be up and down. Like all of that shit, you're not on Nova. You can stop it.
I mean, one thing I do know for sure is that our fairy godmother, Shannon Tilney, she will slide into his inbox and inform him of what's going on, and then he'll reach out and say, "Guys, I actually just had a meeting at the Dole office."
Well, if that's the case, have I gone too hard?
Well, I don't know if it's
definitely not
warranted to go also, hard on him.
No, I'm done.
I mean, that's what he said last time he came in. You're done. Anyway,
oh, it just hurts my feelings.
He did call you Jay Pussy in our DMs.
Jay Pussy.
Did he?
You know what? Wonder if he would answer my call if I was to call. What do you reckon?
Yeah, give me a call.
Call him now.
Should I call him now? I mean, it could... it seems like an Ash Williams thing to do to sort of call, you know, without sort of checking first.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a look. All right, here we go. Call.
And ask, can we just have you? And it's like you're not went on the show.
No, you can't do that. No.
Who's saying hi?
Josh is.
Josh, you say.
Why am I sweating all of a sudden?
I've got Ash Williams. Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Please leave a detailed message after the tone. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Bro, it's JJ. Just want to get more on this 24-hour thing. Hope everything's cool. If not, let's chat it out. Cool. Catch you, bro. Bye. What do you think?
You've never said bro more times in your life.
Well, I'm just being a bro, you know?
Yeah. I reckon Ash isn't a guy that checks his voicemail. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's definitely not one to answer sort of private number, but my number is not private. So this he knew who it was.
He definitely saw your your call, bro.
I don't get
just
it.
Like, why is Josh calling me?
Did he really? Yeah, I can imagine that.
He didn't. This is great. This is great. I kind of like it. I kind of like the, anticipation, rivalry, if you will.
I mean, we want to bring everyone up. I'd love to help him with acoustic treatment of his office or show him how to use the Rodecaster. But in all seriousness, like we do want to bring each other up. I think he's a funny guy.
Yeah. One of our values as a company, as a podcast, is celebrate others. Mm-hmm. And so we've celebrated him more than 4 times.
Yeah.
Now we've definitely talked about him more than 4 times on the show.
And so the I do wonder. Maybe, Sebs, have you got his number?
Yeah, I think I have his number.
Maybe you, could you just text him and just be like, hey, it's Mr. 97. just,
Here we go.
Just wanted some clarity on it. Because, yeah, no, I think, yeah, you don't want to create stories. I bought a new audiobook that specifically is about removing narrative and stories.
And removing current ones that don't serve, is that the idea?
Yeah, I think it's just stories in general. It's called Awareness. But I don't like it because the audiobook is like a it's almost like a recording of his guru type guy like doing a presentation or doing sort of what would you call it? Like a public speaking to a crowd.
Oh yeah.
But it's
so that's the audiobook, but is it a book?
Yeah, it's a book as well. But it's very weird because I'm sort of like, because he's sort of seen as a guru, things that he says which would never be deemed funny, no one would laugh at, people are just loving and they've got like laugh tracks and shit, and so that was a bit distracting. But I would like to remove a few stories, you know.
I think I've had a few creep up where I'm just like, I could go there. And, you know, it's not about ignoring how you feel all the time. But there are some where it's like you do, it's almost like you in real time do the math on, is it worth delving into this narrative? Do I know it even to be true? And do I want to even feel those feelings about it?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not like you've just broken a window and thought, fuck, I'm going to ignore the consequences and narrative that will play out now from that, you know, that action. It's like a lot of them are the manufactured, this person did this, they signaled that, which means this. And so if you can just sort of like see the fear, like almost visually see the feeling come up in you, like you feel it and so then just be able to remove from it.
I mean, but what's the, like if you do that, Rory's saying the book is a transcribe of one of his lectures. So I don't know what the audiobook would be. So the audiobook must be the lecture then.
Great.
But Rory's very good on the gurus.
He's across it all, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rory and I were talking meditation in Slack. It's where he's all meditation guy, chat goes down.
That's why we've hit over our 10,000 limit. We need to start paying for Slack.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
Yeah, they're going to start deleting stuff. No, but aren't stories, so that, yeah, there's obviously a bunch of negative stories, but there's also stories that are the reason why, like, we feel joy. It's like, oh, I have that story of, like, every time I go to this thing, this happens, or the, like, isn't there positive stuff? Like, romance. Isn't romance just a big story as well?
Yeah, but then people have a negative view towards romance if something bad has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then the belief system, if you've got beliefs that don't serve you, we've talked about this before, it's like an audit on your beliefs, which is kind of hard to do sometimes. But if you just have a filter on trying to work out, what do I actually believe? Mm. And then you can question those. And
what do you think about cutting people, like cutting people out of your, cutting, like, have you cut any friends? Just like, you know, you're done, cut.
No, I don't know if I act that severe with that kind of stuff. I might distance myself. But I think about the person that cuts people out. That mechanism serves them. Mm-hmm. Like, it actually makes sense on who you are, Josh, that you would do that approach.
Do you think it's negative? Do we see a negative thing? Like, because I feel like it's easy to point at someone who cut, like, oh, you're a puppy dog that's like, it barks. You're a little runt, you know.
Maybe, yeah, but I think it is the coping mechanism for you, I think. And so,
but cutting doesn't mean, because Jem says in the comments, nah, just ghost them. When I say cut, I'm not sitting, I never sit down and say, look,
we're done.
I've reconciled, like, yeah, you cut. It's not like, it's not you're the weakest link, goodbye. It's just all of a sudden, you know, I'm not liking their Insta calls. Posts.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, I guess they're just different approaches. I would do it differently. I'd just, yeah, I mean,
are they one of the same thing though? Like, what's the? I wonder what the actual core difference is. Am I bringing a stronger energy? Maybe.
Yeah, I think maybe, but it's no right or wrong. I think it's, you know, the person that wipes out the person from their life from every aspect, you know, blocking, all that kind of stuff is like a, maybe it's an acknowledgement of I will be triggered. I will have a visceral response if I am, you know, this is what you'll do after this episode with Ash Williams. He'll be eradicated from every piece of social media we have. All his past episodes will be deleted. I get it.
No, I get it. No, it's just, I mean, he's making a call right now on.
We don't know. I'm stirring the pot. We got a nice minestrone soup and I'm just, you know, it's bubbling and I'm stirring. And I don't know, whether he's but don't the pasta you think that, or the vegetables.
Don't you think there's something? So this is the thing. Like, I think that with friends, don't you feel like maybe the reason that you like people that cut people out of, like, when it comes to friends is because they're more sort of, they put more weight on the friendships maybe. Like, maybe the thing is that, like, if you have people that you're not really that fussed or phased about, the shit's not like, I guess I just worry that it's so easy to go down the route of like, man, like it's sort of the hipster sort of thing, I guess, which is like, just be cool. Like, who cares? Like, what they say about you isn't your business. Sorry,
yeah,
Crystal.
But I think that advice is very hard for a person like you. And so if someone's giving you that advice, I think it's like, it hasn't understood all facets of who you are. And so you can't, that's not just like blanket advice. I know it is like think less, you know, just chill on it. Like, I guess if we could do those things as humans, if we were all the same and we could do that, it would be advantageous. Like not putting as much weight on, you know, if you don't have all the answers for something and, you know.
But do you have situations where you're like, oh, you know what, I used to see this person every single day. And I haven't seen them now in 5 years and it just sort of happens.
Yeah, definitely. But I don't know. I've always, I kind of have felt like I have a gauge on the friendships that are those ones that are the, I guess when you work your way through high school, your early 20s, the back end of your 30s, the back end of your 20s into your early 30s, there's a difference in the friendship circle that is probably apparent in a lot of people. Like the friendships you have at high school are because you're at high school, because you're there every day. Think about the work relationships that you end up forming. Yeah. They become closer than, fuck, I see you guys and I hang out with you guys more than Reese Mitchell, He won't answer my call, but he doesn't like answering phone calls. But the story I could spin on that is, what if it was Reese doesn't like answering my phone calls? But that's not, that doesn't work for me having an ongoing friendship with him. And so...
Have you spoken about on the show? Like you've had...
We spoke about it with him. There has to be an empathy for the individual. And
into that, couldn't you? You could be like, you know what, Reese... I had a traumatic phone call with Reese. It's nothing personal. But when he sees my name on the phone... Whatever, something inside of him, not personally towards you, but to the situation, he doesn't want to answer.
But if he says to me that I don't like answering phone calls, I'm not going to extrapolate from that it's just about me. I have to take what he says at face value and trust that as a friend. Yeah. And so... Not categorize, might not be the, it's quite sort of robotic, but your friendships, there are different versions. Conspiracy Jimmy, we chat once or twice a week on the phone. Old school, we just talk and we catch up. And post ISO, we would catch up once a week. But that friendship for me is one I absolutely love because I don't have to ever worry about whether James likes me, doesn't like me, wants to be around. Like, we've got that time that we've put into it over 20 years that it's just, I can just be me. It's, you know, like, and so I love that. Like, they're...
And so that's a story that serves you, right? Because you could do one of two, like, so with those, because I've definitely got those friends, Blage is one of those friends for me. It's like, I could not speak to Blage for 6 months or whatever, But then we get on the phone and it's completely like, we, you know, hasn't been a, you know, a day in between. I'll be, you know, why the fuck is the CSS displaying on the website that way? You know, it's completely normal. But the but it does feel like a story, because we could project the reason we're not talking to this person is because we're done with them. Or there are those friends where it's like, I don't actually need to see them. We don't need to talk, but we know that we care about each other.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good story. And so if you can,
You don't have to do that with everyone. The other thing is like, how many friends can you have in a friendship circle? George, how many friends have you got?
Like good friends? I think I've got, let's say, 8.
Okay. Yeah. Are they all friends with each other?
I reckon I've got two close friendship circles that are sort of connected, but one's more of a high school friendship and one's more of a home and bar and sort of friendship, like my housemates and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of, so Canberra friends and bar and friends.
So what was the stat, George?
They've all met and stuff. Oh, that in America, I think they did a survey and they asked how many people can you turn to and tell them whatever and trust them.
Mm-hmm.
And the most common answer was zero.
That's no good. That's actually shit-ass.
You want at least 5, surely?
Yeah. It used to be 5 back in the day. But I think in the last 10 years or so, like loneliness is just... It's not the average answer, but it was the most common answer.
I mean, that's hard because I've got 1,667 that I could turn to.
Facebook friends?
Yeah, they're Facebook friends. should I jump into the car now, guys?
Yeah.
You guys
definitely.
Keep this going? All right.
Yeah,
I'm going to jump out. Hopefully this all works.
Yeah, just enter into that call and then we can go... we can use that.
All right. All right. Perfect. But don't you bloody talk bad behind my back when I'm not on the call, all right?
No, it should be... Just be secure. Don't be insecure.
Okay.
I hate
just be insecure.
All right, so I've put on his other shot. So when he comes in, we'll be all good. But
well, this is exciting.
You don't sound
that enthusiastic, to be honest.
What do you want to talk about?
I thought it was going your car, Josh.
I'm driving as well. So TJ's now going to go. He's picking up Sev's, going to the office. Then we've got some butcher's paper, and we're going to wrap. Each order, so we have the right order. I've gone through and I've written 25 cards. I've got about 18 or something more to go. And then we'll put the cards in the butcher's paper, then put them into the cars. And then once we've done that, we go to DHL and we have to fill out every consignment form with the address. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, Jem mentioned in the comments just before that you may as well drop it to my house. And so there are some deliveries that we're going to go do and deliver by hand. And some will be through DHL, like the ones interstate. So,
And so you're working on a map right now of all of the people that will deliver by hand?
Yeah. Yeah. I've just gone through. Oh, here he is.
Oh, here we go. We can't hear you yet.
Oh, classic.
There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Great. All right.
This is perfect.
Anything I missed?
No.
Nah, just a bit of admin, really.
Oh, great.
What's the blue thing in the back of your car?
That's Bodie's water bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
Came downstairs this morning, caught Bodie sitting on his little couch, had the dirtiest little smug on his face, and he had found a chair...
I think you're getting out of Wi-Fi now into 4G, so we'll just wait a few moments.
Classic.
Probably something I should have let you know.
it's not a bad thing. I mean, serious stuff. It says Tommy's going to burn through his data, so he's not wrong.
I think the data's fine. Let's go into the comments. Let's see what people are saying.
Data.
Oh, there you go. You're off Wi-Fi.
Oh, there you go. You're back.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. So in the comments... I mean, how many, TJ, how many friends do you think you have if you put a number on it?
Oh, yeah, 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. Like that, as in the ones that we're talking about, that style.
Yeah.
And that's just who's on payroll.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, if they're not on payroll, they're not
your mates. They're not mates if they're not on payroll.
Yeah, exactly.
No, if they're not, unable to get JobKeeper, they're not my mates.
Are you okay? Is your quad lock doing okay?
Yeah, nah, she's all right, mate. She's all right.
Okay. Just in the comments, Gemma says, I miss my friends so much. Gray says, I miss my friends too. I mean, what's a daily talk show? Like, we're not filling the whole gap for the Grimes.
I mean, Dr. Kate did say that we're her only friends at the moment.
I appreciate
it. Quite
that.
Nice.
Yeah. No, that's lovely.
That's nice.
I mean,
Gem's also said her Friday surprise hasn't arrived yet.
Oh, really? Who's the surprise for?
Well, I don't know.
I'm a bit motion sick in that car, TJ. That's okay.
Is it making you feel sick?
Yeah, that's okay. What's this?
Just the great, yeah.
Traffic light?
Cops.
Drive safe.
No, a tow truck. You'll see it in a second, don't worry.
Okay, truck.
Yeah, great.
Sevs, I mean, because the thing is, I'm funny with friends.
Yeah.
I think that like friendship groups, friendship circles, there was one that I had... when I was a kid, but it was, I don't know. I just feel like it's just this weird, there's too many people, too many things going on. Who's going to what party? I can't be fucked with at all. I mean, what's your, like in school, were you part of a certain crew? What was the deal?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have your best mate. So it was like Jace, and then I had like, sort of like, I guess my outer circle of friends now, like Ali and Seb and stuff. But yeah, you also have all your mates from all your different classes. And so it's like this weird thing where you go off to everyone's, you go off to all your classes and you've got your mates there, but then you're sort of like returning at like lunchtime recess to hang out with, you know, your core group. So,
and so what happened when you finished school, like, I can't even remember what happened. I don't have any friends from school. I've got maybe like two or three people that I see from school. And it seems negative. It seems like I've done something wrong. It just sort of happened that way. Sevs, like, how did you, what was the months after finishing school for you with like hanging out with friends?
Well, I mean, we all just hung out as a group, like, just sort of like Jace and all my other mates in that group, we hung out. But in terms of everyone else that you're like semi-decent mates with, like you haven't seen them and I haven't bumped into them. So I bumped into my mate at the park just the other day and I haven't seen him since high school. So it's
awkward.
Yeah. No, it wasn't too bad. It's just a lot of just like uni banter, just like, mate, what are you doing at the moment? Like, is it all remote? Just a lot of that.
Oh, actually, that's one thing, like not living close to where I grew up. I don't have the, like the first couple of years living at my parents' place, the shopping center was an absolute nightmare because when you would go to the shops, everyone you went to school with was there. For Shoppo, when you go to Shoppo, do you just see all of your old schoolmates?
Yeah, you do bump into a lot of people at Shoppo. It's not ideal. But I mean, even just like literally the park, like right next to my house, the park, like you bump into a lot of people there as well.
Really?
So, and it's like primary school people. Like it's people that you were mates with in primary school, but then you sort of fell out of high school and then you're seeing them. It's quite weird, but...
Jem says, I cannot swing a cat at Shoppo without seeing someone from school. I mean,
you know what I've got to say about that?
Oh, yeah, put your cat away. George, would you go to your high school reunion, your 10-year reunion, do you think?
Good question. Yeah, I reckon I would.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to do that, to be honest. I reckon that'd be
fun. Far off? I guess you got probably, 2 years or something?
2021 it would be.
Okay. Oh, really?
I think.
So it's next year?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is the thing.
I graduated in 2011.
So there was a Facebook group. This is how my school rolled. There was a Facebook group created where someone's like, guys, we're organizing, you know, the school reunion, blah, blah, blah. Get excited about it. And in classic Hallam form, the school I went to, just like it was like, you know, the day before, someone's like, hey, is this thing still on? And it's just like, no one writes back. It's just like, it was an absolute nightmare. TJ, did you have any?
Nah, because I left the school. I was only at the high school for 3 years and then another one for, you know, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But, 1 year and then another 2 months and another one. There's no high school reunions. Everyone's phoning it in at that point. They don't want to be there, let alone hang out with anyone from that school. But, no, I mean, that's why I've still got the friends from primary school. We used to have the Guardie crew, which was just the suburb that we hung out in and the mates that we'd cause trouble with. And so
we're on High Street right now, by the way?
Yeah, I'm just turning onto High Street. Be at yours in probably 4 minutes, Mason.
Quiet on the roads.
So quiet.
And so, Sevs, what do you think? Do you think you would go to your reunion?
Yeah, I'd go to the reunion. You'd really? Have to. Yeah. I mean, it'd be kind of fun. Like I'd still go with like Jason stuff, and you'd have the Coconut crew there, but then you also have the mates you haven't seen in ages. So,
yeah, some of the thickest hair at the event.
Yeah, looking real, real sharp. Oh. There's actually a photo go on, George.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, how do you describe what you do when you bump into someone that you went to school with? I hate it when you have to do that banter.
It's an absolute like,
you know,
when
you
were talking, isn't it?
About
you. George, yeah, I've got a keynote. Well, George, you would just show a hump day replay, wouldn't you? Just be like, oh, look, so I do this. There's a show and sort of I'm the main guy and this is the... I could imagine you doing that, George.
George will just pull out the week, like the next week after the 24 hours. George's show.
And so, Sevs, what would you say? How would you describe what you do?
It's hard because I have to go into like I help produce a podcast, and then it's like, so what's the podcast about? And then you tell them what it's about, and it's like, so who's in it? Do you do all of it? And I was like, nah, it's like Tommy and Josh. And then it's like, who's Tommy and Josh? And so you have to like, it's just, it's a lot of
Can you turn off the radio?
Are we gonna get taken down?
Yeah, I'm gonna mute Tommy because he's decided to play the radio. Hang on, what are you saying?
Talk back. Talk back. It's fine. Virginia Trioli.
No, that's all good. Well, you just pay attention.
Did you just go past Aldi?
Yeah, I just went past Aldi, the street before it was closed. So now just coming up the back streets.
Okay, great.
That's annoying, isn't it?
There's a really nice house when you turn right, just on the left there, Tommy, number 8.
Yeah.
I think it's something like it's about 15 mil, I think it's worth, or something like that. Wow. It's ridiculous.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's 8. I can't remember.
Should you go outside now,
Tommy,
right,
by the way?
Steps?
He's nearly ready to go.
I've got to put my shoes on and stuff.
Okay, well, go put your shoes on. We'll wrap it up.
Okay.
So, everyone, if you have ordered merch, what we're going to do now, TJ's going... we've said all that stuff. Basically, what will happen next, we'll go into the back end and we will add your tracking number and we'll click fulfilled, and then you'll get a text message or email, whichever you sort of selected, and it will tell you when, like, it will give you tracking details. If you are in Melbourne, Sevs is putting together a map at the moment, so we can all divide and conquer tomorrow, and we'll do the hand deliveries because we've blown our load when it comes to shipping costs. And so are you here? Don't go up the driveway because it's...
You'll scrape the bottom of your car. Yeah.
No, I won't. I've got a four-wheel drive,
Josh, you will.
So, Casey, your car, about pickups, you can go to 8 Ferguson Street, but we're happy to just deliver as well. So, if you want to send me through on WhatsApp your address, we can do it. We're going to be out and about anyway. But George
will
be at the office.
Uber Russ as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Sure, so have we spoken to Russ? Is Russ going to help?
No, we should probably do that. He did offer his help just earlier in the week, so we should just touch base and just see what he's up to.
Probably a good idea before you mention it on the show.
Yeah. No, right. Love it. All right, boys.
Perfect. All right. It's a daily talk show, 4 p.m. It's Georgie Boys Hump Day Replay.
Yes.
Give it a big claps, big claps.
And have you got your Prosecco, George?
Got to go get it. Bring your Prosecco.
Okay, get it.
How much is the Prosecco costing you? Are you is? Do you and Hannah share money? Like, is she like? Because if I do stuff, Bree's like, oh, where did that? Like, if I buy something on the show, she's like, oh, is that a Josh Jansen expense or is that a business? I'm like, babe, it couldn't be a business expense. But does Hannah care about what you buy?
No, we don't share money. Okay. We're pretty good at just like splitting stuff.
Really? So you, dollar for dollar, how do you sort of split? How does that
work? Just, I don't know. I'll get dinner and then she'll get dinner, that sort of thing.
So do you have a joint account yet?
No, we don't have a shared bank account, no. Uh-huh.
And so do you have to have a tally or something? Like, how does that work?
No.
Because I found an old notepad. Because I remember I was a little bit more sort of spend heavy, and Bree and I went to Europe. And I think we ended up spending like $4,000. This is when we were young, spent $4,000 on the credit card. And it was just like the end of the world to Bree. And so that was the time, that was me. I was like, look, let's take on the debt together. Let's fucking smash it. And that was sort of the moment. But before that we had notepads.
And she's still in debt to this day.
Yeah, exactly. We haven't paid off that $4,000. But when we do, we'll be able to go on another Europe trip, you know. Has it been a conversation? Do you reckon you'll ever join cash, or what's has it been a conversation?
Yeah, I think maybe once we have our own house and stuff, but for now it's good, it's fine. Like, we actually like doing it this way.
Yeah.
And if we go overseas, we just deposit like a bunch of cash into a shared bank account. And we just use that for everything.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So we put like $2,000 each or whatever, mm-hmm. and then top it up if we need to. But at home, no, we just share the load.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying share the load.
Like,
I could actually buy that domain name. We've been saying share the load a lot. Sharetheload.com. It could be a t-shirt or something. But I've gotten the merch bug now. Like, I'm already thinking, TJ, of other merch, like the morning Shannon pajamas, the t-shirts are very, like the screen print. Like, I'm wearing it now, but you can't see. The screen print, the quality on these products are like this is premium shit. Like, it's so good.
This is, I'm going to live in this jumper. It's the comfiest jumper.
It's so good.
Oh,
and so the thing is, like, I think that we end up with it because I think we do like short runs. Sarah says married 16 years and still don't share bank accounts.
Are we still going?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I know. Josh is asking question after question.
All right, well, I'm going to go jump in TJ's car.
Are you out of breath?
Yeah, I've been running. I've been running around just to get ready. I got my...
What, to put your socks and your shoes on?
No, because I brush my teeth as well, because I haven't brushed them yet.
Oh, you did the show without brushing your teeth?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Josh. All right, cool. Up, mate.
All right. It's a daily talk show. We'll see you at 4 p.m., guys. Have a good one.